A while ago, I found a film in the brickfilms.com directory called Ziggurats the Movie. At the time, I vowed never to watch it because I figured that surely the name must be the best thing about it. It couldn't possibly surpass itself in that way, and I figured it's probably just a boring 14-minute lecture on ziggurats. But I caved in. And recently I sat down and watched the film. And I was surprised. I was surprised, all right. Ziggurats is the subject of this week's report.
And now, live from New York.
Actually recorded earlier.
It's your friend, Dragoon.
Much of Ziggurats, the movie, takes place on the set of an imaginary talk show called The Joe Bob Show. It is hosted by a bi-spectacled, bearded man with the voice of a 10-year-old with a heavily pronounced southern accent. In the first few moments of the film, after purporting that his show is the only show on television that covers topics interesting to the public,
the only show that shows what you want to watch,
Joe Bob seems to contradict himself by initiating a 15-minute discourse on ziggurats. The crowd, however, seems enthused.
Ziggurats!
This would seem to harken back to the era of the film's release, when ziggurats were wildly popular in mainstream culture. After the unrestrained applause for ziggurats dies down, Joe Bob explains to his clueless audience what a ziggurat is.
A temple Mesopotamia.
We then witness an interview at the excavation site of a ziggurat, which by the film's scale is roughly the same height as a person, perhaps slightly shorter. After a few diagrams and a commercial break, we are treated to a couple reenactments that give an interesting view of life at the time of the ziggurat's construction. There's also a lesson on ancient Sumerian gods, including Ninkasi, goddess of beer. The film's sound effects are from LEGO Studios, which obviously did not come with a suitable sheep recording, as evidenced by the human imitation used in the chilling lamb sacrifice scene. The film's creators also show off their storytelling prowess.
I am a god of his royal majesty. You are required to come and participate in the construction of a ziggurat.
But I can't leave my crops now.
You do not have any choice.
In a clever technique, a short narrative follows the touching plight of a slave laborer while still maintaining the educational standards of the rest of the film. How can they teach us, you ask, about the full scope of a ziggurat's construction by focusing on a single peasant? The filmmakers found a simple answer. The construction foreman leads a prolonged tour of the worksite, exhibiting not just the peasant's eventual line of work, but also every single line of work that is completely irrelevant to him.
Here you have one man making bricks, and the other one imprinting them with special messages to the glory of our king. But you won't be working here.
The film has a lot of cleverly built models, an animation that is amusing in its jerkiness and seems to consist mainly of air humping. Also, while largely comical in tone, Ziggurats, the movie, does have its fair share of complex themes. Among the spine-chilling moments of the film is an archaeologist's eloquent denouncement of technology.
You don't need all that high-tech mumbo-jumbo on the market. What you really need to be a good archaeologist is a dose of courage, a passage by your side, and a world to discover. To be 20 years younger...
To be sure, there's a lot to learn about ziggurats, which could make this film very useful if for some reason you have to write a report for a fifth grade social studies class. The 2 minutes allotted for this segment are almost up, but I just want to close in saying that the Ziggurats is one hell of a good movie. It's got everything you could possibly want in a brick film, even a psychological edge to it. I mean, who's to say that the audience is really there? Maybe Joe Bob is just imagining it all. A man consumed by ziggurats. Well, join me again 2 weeks from now. I'm going to do this bi-weekly. I'll be back to talk to you all. You can gather around and I'll tell you all a story about another brick film.